about the distinction between two-door, four-door, sporty, and all that kind of stuff. In other words, those kinds of cars, or pickup trucks and that kind of stuff.
The distinction?
Well, just those are the kind of things I want you to talk about. The different kinds of cars, not the brands like Chevrolet, but the different types of cars, like two-doors, four-doors, you know, passenger car. I mean,
hatchback.
Okay. What would you call a Corvette? What kind of car is a Corvette?
Two-door.
Okay, and how would you say it's a family car?
Sports car.
Okay. What is that? What would be a family car with two doors? You call that a what?
Family car?
Okay, did you ever use the terminology two-door sedan and four-door sedan?
Uh-huh.
How would you use that? If you had a Ford and it was two doors, what would you say? It was a...
I would just say it was a two-door car.
Okay, you wouldn't say sedan.
No.
You'd say, okay, and then it'd be four-door sedan, okay? And station wagon, same thing. Do you have a name for a kind of truck that is all enclosed and metal on the outside for people to drive? Some people turn them into campers now and use them.
A van.
Okay. Would you call it a panel truck or just a van mainly?
A van.
Okay. Now what about the kind of truck that farmer uses a lot, like the back, open back?
Pickup truck.
Mm-hmm. What about a real fancy big old black car that somebody might use if they're going to go to the opening of the show or something?
Cadillac.
Okay, and would you have a name for it besides that? Would you call it a... What about the airport has a...
limousine.
Yeah, limousine. What kinds of public transportation do they have in the city?
Cab.
Okay. What's a big old...
Okay.
Where's the speedometer on your car?
In front of the
steering wheel. Okay, and what's that whole panel called? And then what's that thing you open?
Glove compartment.
And, okay. What's something that we use to hold papers together? Circular rubber
thing. Rubber band.
Okay, and what are some things we put in paper? What is this here?
Paper clip.
Okay. And where do you keep the spare tire in your car?
The trunk.
Okay, and what do you call that thing you push on to make the car go faster? Okay, now do you have some different names for manual shifts in a car? What do you call that?
Like
change gears. Yeah, if you have to change, you said it's not automatic, so you have to change gears on.
3-speed, 5-speed.
Okay. Do you distinguish between on the column or on the floor then? Would you?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what would you say if it were a 4-speed? In a sports car on the floor.
Four in the floor.
Okay, and would you say three on the column then?
No.
You wouldn't do that, but
no.
You would distinguish between
uh-huh.
four and four, okay. What are those little things left on campus, those yellow things that build up?
Speed bumps.
Okay, speed bumps. Do you have any other name for them?
No. Okay.
What are some general names for fire trucks? Or, I mean, those vehicles that are used in putting out fires?
Fire truck.
Okay, would you have any distinct names for the different kinds of fire trucks? The one that just pumps water, for example?
No.
Okay, and so you wouldn't have anything. What about the rescue vehicles? Do you have any names for those?
Like the
ambulance. Okay, and what if it's the panel truck that, like the TV show has? Do you have any name for those? Where, like, an emergency situation, if they go out?
No.
Okay. What if there's a red car at the fire, what's that usually called? It would be one car.
Rescue squad.
Okay. And usually if one person in the fireplace has a car, it will be whose car will it be?
Rescue squad.